Welcome to ContenderCast, a global leadership and consumer industries entrepreneurship podcast centered on shining a light on bright ideas. And now, here's your host, Justin Hahnemann.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for subscribing and following. It's Justin Hahnemann, ContenderCast, shining a light on bright ideas. Like, have you ever heard of a company called No Nasty? I have, and you're going to hear all about it today. Andy Vogentoller is on the podcast. Andy, so great to have you on the podcast.
Hey, thanks, Justin, so much. I'm excited to be here. I appreciate it.
Me too. I had so much fun researching you, your background, this company. When I got your info from the PR person, I was like, oh my God, I've got to figure this out. I got to learn more. You sweat it out and we get it out. That's their tagline. I can't even wait, guys. This is going to be so much fun diving in. Okay, Andy, before we get to the business of No Nasty, how about share a little bit about your story? You've had some really great entrepreneurial experiences and athletics and whatnot. Share some of that before we're getting to the company.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. You know, Justin, honestly, I am super blessed by journey for sure. And it really starts at product development and corporate trademark licensing. I worked for some amazing brands, General Motors, Nabisco, Mott's, DuPont, Pebble Beach. And, you know, we put together a lot of, you know, very creative products leveraging other people's trademarks. And it was an awesome ride. I ended up leaving the one company that was kind of in charge of General Motors and all that. And I ended up going to Hang Ten, the old Sprint. I was in charge of worldwide licensing for Hang Ten. And the old brand here in the United States wasn't all that, you know, wasn't cooking that much, but I was able to leverage some of the things I had done in my other licensing experience, pulled it back up. We did $480 million in sales all over the globe. And it was, we even had 35 stores in Pakistan, believe it or not.
Wow,
and
amazing.
It was ranking. And so a colleague of mine had started, out of all of the cool things we were working on, right? She started a direct-to-consumer life insurance company. And I'm like, what? Like, why? You know, why would you want to go do that when we're working on cool stuff like, you know, these cool brands? And she did it, and I was busy flying around doing my licensing deal. And all that time, I've been an endurance athlete, marathon or triathlete, all that kind of stuff. And that we'll circle back to that. But as she started the company, my family was very young at the time and flying to Pakistan and places like that. She's like, hey, look, we need help to build this thing. And hopefully we can build it together. And we sell it and all that. And off we go. So I went there kind of reluctantly because I'm a product person, right? I love building product stuff.
Totally.
So I went there, and long story short with that whole thing is really had to kind of think about things differently in the life insurance business. And we ultimately sold it to AIG back in 2007.
Sure.
And you know, in 2008, what happened, right?
Of course.
Whole world kind of blew up with AIG, yeah. Right? And so that gave me an opportunity. I had to stick around there for a while. But that gave me an opportunity to think about next I wanted to do. And that was really with all these sports that I was involved in. And I saw a lot of things kind of happen out on the race course where people were having trouble dying, you know, CPR and all this stuff. And I said, you know, there's an opportunity to do something that's going to help people called race guards,
sure.
You know, like lifeguards. It's race guards. And so we, you know, a bunch of us decided to, you know, is there something here or not? And we ended up getting a group of people certified CPR, first aid, life-saving, all that stuff, and
sure.
Tried the concept out on the course with medical stuff. And honestly, Justin, that was like a game changer because turning it around to give back was just amazing. And so we built race guards to over like 1,300 race guards across the country. We had, you know, our uniforms
sure.
And medical packs and all that stuff. We had sponsors like 3M. That was just phenomenal. And the
wow.
Thing was growing like crazy. And I was doing some consulting in insurance as well. And that's kind of been the ride. You know, race guards has been cooking along for 12 years. And then my good buddy that I do yoga with, he and I, he's my co-founder, Jürgen Stark, amazing executive. He's got an amazing background. We can talk a little bit about that in a bit. But we were at a yoga class, 6 o'clock in the morning, and true story, You know, this dude comes walking in a little late to class, and he just flops his gross ass mat, down on the ground. And the room starts heating up, and then it was just this stench, Justin, that we've never smelled before. And honestly, Jurgen and I said, I'm like, product guy, we can fix this because I know of a formula that we can use probably as a base that removes odor. And honestly, this is where this whole thing kind of changes. And it's so interesting how how life kind of, dinks along, and you got different things that happen to you along the way. And then here we are, talking about gross, sweaty people in yoga, and here we are. So what we did was with any good product development kind of effort, you want to do research, right? And so we did kind of the mock-up website, very yoga. We thought, maybe we can do, 5 million in laundry detergent and spoof off of Namaste a little bit with no Namaste, the way it's spelled. N-O-N-A-S-T-E, right? So that's our brand. So we checked that out, Justin. This is where it kind of takes a shift, right? It's like we went to that audience, and of course, everything on our website was very yoga. The laundry detergent looked like swell bottles and very matted, muted, color palettes with seafoam green and all that stuff.
Sure.
And it was great. Like the audience really loved it, right? They said that this was a really cool thing, but we do other stuff. We have kids that play hockey and soccer, and they stink like you wouldn't believe. And we need odor spray and hand sanitizing spray and a car seat protector when you come out of yoga class, right? so then we, your audience can't see it, but so then we, we decided, here, this is a bigger opportunity, right?
Sure.
Cleaning nasty stuff and really make it a premium product, soft touch bottles.
Yep.
Really cool looking brandings. If you get a chance, you've saw it on the website.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of it, very unique colors and all that. But more importantly, we did the research into the formulations to make sure that we could get a result quicker than any of the competition, clean better than anything of the big brands that are out there, and make sure that it's good for people and the planet. And that's kind of the early ride with how we got going with No Nasty. And now we're just kind of, we're growing, month over month. With sales, customers love it.
That's amazing. Yeah, I've got a bunch of questions for you. If you guys haven't heard of No Nasty, if you have an active lifestyle, I'll read this to you, then there's no complete solution for solving all the gross things that come along with it. Sweat, stank, funk, grime, dirt, bacteria, etc. At No Nasty, they handle all the dirty work with their best-in-class high-performance odor removing laundry detergents and more. Okay, how did you, though, figure out, okay, it's one thing you can get plastic bottles made or bottles made for your product, but how did you figure out the formula, and then how did you research that and figure that out? Because that's not so simple, right?
Yeah, no. I mean, with anything, right? Like with anything that you kind of, you think, oh, how hard is it to put soap in a bottle, right? But it's actually very hard. There's a lot of effort that goes behind it. And so, I did a lot of research on who manufactures detergents, who does what, and really trying to find the company that find the company, first of all, that was interested in doing something that, that we needed to lift and remove all the oils and bacteria that gets stuck in your performance activewear, right? So that's first identifying the problem, right? And what happens is that literally when you're wearing your Under Armour or your Lululemon or whatever, Vuori performance products, whatever, you're doing, running, biking, yoga, whatever, you sweat, and it does a great job of getting the sweat away from your body.
Sure.
But it also does a very, very good job at retaining all that grossness, your bacteria from your sweat, in the fibers. And what happens is that traditional detergents, they use fragrance to make you, feel like it's clean. So when it comes out of the washing machine, if you're using some of the big brands, it smells clean until you start heating up again and that bacteria gets reactivated. Ugh. Right. So we really had to figure out, okay, how do you lift and remove it? And some of the products that we've used with our Race Guard medical packs and our jerseys, which was like a cycling jersey, so very, very performance driven uniforms, and we needed to get the odor out of that. So we found a solution for that, and we basically we knew of what the basic idea, the chemistry behind how to do it. So then we worked with a formulator to help us perfect it. And we had to go through, you know, a variety of different iterations to make sure we got it right.
Sure.
And the formulator, you know, they were great. Like, they could have just said, Andy, like, you know, hey, you know, we got
not for us,
you know, right? No, they could have just said that we got millions of other things and people and millions of dollars. And you're just a little startup. Why would you want to do it? But they wanted to take a chance on us. They wanted to help us. And they thought what we were doing was cool. And we were so fortunate to be able to go through a bunch of iterations to get to the formulas that we need to do it. And now, you know, Justin, like, you know, we're focused on this performance side for sure. But when you look at our bottles and packaging, and we have formulas for other things down the road where it could be, you know, no nasty bathroom cleaner, cleans sure. nasty bathrooms, sure. cleans nasty floor. I mean, we could.
Oh, it's a great. You could extend the brand across all the cleaning portfolio, quite frankly, right? Categories.
Yeah. Big time. And making sure that it's high performance and it works great and it's good for the planet, all that stuff.
So how did you know it worked? Like, you had formulation created. I'm guessing you had to find someone to create formulation and try different formulations. How did you know we're going with this one? Like, you know what I mean? Like, how did you figure that out?
You know, with anything, like, Justin, like we were like the, you know, all about, like, we didn't, you know, we thought of the idea in like late 2020 when everybody's sitting around doing nothing, right? And so we thought about it, you know, as you're hanging out in your underwear, you know, like everybody else was doing. And, you know, we're like, let's get it in the hands of people that are going to use it. Like all of our, you know, our circles of people that are active, like, try it, use it, do it, you know,
right.
Try it and let us know what you think about it. And let's try this and try that. And honestly, Justin, like, if you listen to your friends, your family, and your circle, they're going to lead you to the answer. Sure. They're not going to be the one. They're not going to say, oh, this is awesome and it sucks. Right. They're going to say it sucks or it's awesome and really mean it. And then you go down that direction, right?
Sure.
So like for our Zen Fresh, which is our, like, I would say this thing, I didn't even, you know, I honestly thought our Zen Fresh is a lightly fragranced laundry detergent, and people just love it. We've won some awards with it. And it's interesting because what you're trying to do with our laundry detergent is remove all the odors and stuff. So you have to find an enzyme resistant fragrance in our case, because we leverage enzymes, special enzymes for sweat to lift and remove your all that odor. But this is super, super light. It will never stick in your clothes. It smells great in the washing machine, smells great. Of course, it just smells clean when you're out. And when you're working out, it just doesn't smell like anything, which is the awesome part. So
that's a good thing, right?
So that's kind of it. You know, we kind of worked into the Zen Fresh. We have a couple others under development that we might try, but our unscented and our Zen Fresh have been really, really, really popular.
That's really cool. So where did you start selling, and when did you start selling? How long after the initial idea did you actually have a product that you could sell? And where did you start?
Yeah, I mean, it's a year and a half, almost two, to get to the point where you were ready to, you know, let's go. Like, it was one of those things where all that R&D, all your intellectual property that you had to get sorted out, all of the branding issues that you wanted to sort out. I mean, we probably were a little bit more detailed in that than some companies probably could have just gotten it out there a little faster than we did. But we wanted to make sure we had our ducks in a row and make sure we were really kind of thinking about it.
Sure.
And so we last year was really our first year of selling.
Yep.
And Amazon, specialty retailers, running stores, yoga studios, some boxing clubs, things like that is where we're kind of started. And now it's time to spin the whole thing up because we're growing month over month. We have zero debt. We've bootstrapped everything, which is, you know,
amazing.
You can only imagine,
right?
You know, the amount of cash that we've had to put into this thing to make it go.
It rolling.
And so now it's rolling, and we're going to do a capital raise here soon, to get this thing spun up so it can go. So the great news is that we know the product's super effective. We know people like it. We know we've had some big companies approach us for private label, which is interesting.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then, you know, we just got to be careful that doesn't, you know, we don't sabotage ourselves doing that.
No, that makes sense. So, so now you're in a number of outlets, you're starting to see some sales. Like, what's worked well and what hasn't worked? You know what I mean? Like, what have been some of the early lessons?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, Amazon it's a necessary evil kind of thing. And it's, you know, Amazon's making the money on the deal, right? When you get into this thing, it's you've got to be prepared for the marathon and not the sprint, because, you know, you're up against and in laundry detergent, you are up against everybody, right? Like,
a lot in that category.
And they got a lot of money, way more money than we do. So,
sure.
So you have to be very, very patient and really try a lot of things. We're fortunate we've got a good agency that helps us and directs us and all of that. But I would say, you know, the one thing, Justin, that I thought would be different about this business than some of the other ones maybe was I thought we were going to be selling kind of right out of the gate more direct to consumer off of our website, right?
Yep.
And what we learned really quick, and this is one of the things that I would say one of the lessons that we learned was, sure, you can get a lot of interest into your people, like with, you know, cool pictures of people doing, you know, cycling, triathlons, marathon, yogi, whatever, you know, you can get some really good clicks on that stuff.
Sure.
But if they don't know your name, who you are really, and they see No Nasty, and even though it looks great and all that.
Yeah. Great packaging.
Like,
yeah.
It's like there, it costs a lot of money to acquire that customer.
Sure.
And if you're in that game and you have the cash to do that, well, then ultimately that's fine. But the other thing that's problematic for us is, and we didn't want to do that. We wanted to make sure that our growth was online through Amazon, where you could ship a ton to Amazon and fulfill by Amazon, because that's how customers buy, myself included, or through your specialty stores, whether it be, you know, a running store, a yoga store, REI, something like, you know, those kind of stores, which you can crank out volume, make a lot of sense. But, you know, the other thing we're up against is, you know, even though our product is concentrated and the bottle is only 32 ounces and it's heavy, right?
Right. So you got shipping. It's expensive to ship that thing. It's like a 2 liter of Coke, right?
It's not cheap
to ship that. Yeah.
So that's something that was completely different than we thought initially. And if you're going to ship something, then customers are going to expect, you know,
returns.
Free shipping.
Shipping. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, returns, we're like, look, you know, don't return
keep
it, please.
Yeah.
Keep it.
Totally. So you mentioned growth and really kind of amping up the pace and whatnot here in the next 12 to 18 months. How are you building brand awareness? How are you getting the word out? Like, what kinds of mechanisms are you using to acquire customers or at least get trial?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been interesting. Like, you know, going to some trade shows, like the running event has been very beneficial for us. You know, people are attracted to the way our product looks, you know, the colors.
Sure.
They come up to it. They want to look at it. So, you know, a lot of the process right now has been through doing events. You know, we just got back from the Disney half marathon, you know, they and doing some expos and people are like, man, this stuff's awesome. They're doing reviews for us and all of that. So, you know, I think the next thing is once we have more, we do the capital raise, is that there's so many opportunities for marketing and partnerships that we need to fund to get the word out. You know, we even use, you know, like here in San Diego, the San Diego Wave professional women's soccer team uses our
That's cool.
product.
That's
yeah.
Amazing.
So, you know, there's going to be all sorts of opportunities for us to really, you know, get our brand out there, but we just need some cash to do it. And that's the frustrating part for us right now.
Right.
Is that we could continue to just plug along and grow a little bit every month. And that's fine, I guess. But it's until you get to the scale, that's where you're going to make the money.
Sure. Yeah. And that also then opens the door to doing other categories, right? Where you could leverage the brand more extensively.
Yeah. Big time. And yeah, that's the thing is we've been approached by a couple of larger companies and they kind of want to do this, you know, home essentials thing. And I'm like, well, man, No Nasty home essentials, just, you know, we could crush it. So, it's just, you know, we just have to be careful that we're not going to give away our, you know, our formulas. We just want to make sure we, you know, we do it strategically.
Sure. And are you guys prepared to scale? You know, one of the big things I hear from entrepreneurs when we talk on our show is it's one thing to ship to a couple stores, Amazon, easy, but you know, you get a couple thousand cases and whatnot. Can you, have you thought about that in terms of scale?
Yeah. I am so stoked on our manufacturing capabilities. Like it's just, it's like knock on wood, right? It's like, it's we're dialed. Like it took a lot of effort to make sure that we could do this. And now we can spin it up extremely fast. And just, you know, that this private label deals, they're like 100,000 bottles at a crack, right?
So totally. It's like, that's significant volume.
Can you do it? Yes. Yes.
And it brings the cost down in that kind of volume, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So, but you know, I'm not doing anything on that until we have a PO in hand.
Exactly. You got to go make it. For those that aren't thinking about that, you got to pay for all that. And before you get paid, like you buy all the product, you produce the product, you ship the product, and you're still waiting to get paid. Now, there's companies out there that'll pay you early, but then they take a percentage. But anyway, that's an interesting market.
Well, the other thing, the one thing that you just kind of you touched on a little bit was like, there's ingredients, right? Like there's ingredients in every little bottle here. And if you're missing an ingredient, you can't get it. And that could pooch the whole thing.
In fact, many big CPG brands struggle with that the last 2 or 3 years, you know?
Yes.
Wow. So cool. Excited for you. How about the importance of team? Like, you know, what does that look like for you guys in terms of how you divide up the work and whatnot?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we are a lean team and you know, we don't have a lot of, everybody's wearing 49,000 hats right now.
Expected.
And it's cool because we're all in it to win it, right? Nobody's taking salaries. Everybody's just, we're in it to, you know, to go. And it's tough. It's tough on your family when you're used to a big paycheck. It's tough, you know, but we know we're going to get there and we're going to succeed. We've got great products and we have a great opportunity in the team that I have surrounding me. I mean, I'm just a better person having them around than, you know, just me trying to do it. Cause I'm just, you know, the idea guy.
I love it. Yeah. You got the creative side going. So cool. Excited for you. And like, we caught you kind of early stage here. You got to come back on as things continue to grow, but before we go, share with our audience where they could find you, connect with you, you know, buy product, et cetera.
Yeah, well, sure. I mean, easy is Amazon, right? So go to Amazon.com and, you know, type in No Nasty. And again, that's NONASTE. You can find us there or NoNasty.com, of course. Retailers like Fleet Feet. There's a bunch of Fleet Feet, Roadrunner Sports.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
You know, there's Core Power Yoga. We've got some of those. And, you know, that's where we're going right now. So that's where we are. We're headed to hopefully into some of these bigger opportunities, like, you know, Whole Foods. We're looking into that, Sprouts, those kind of places, which would be awesome.
Amazing. Get you some volume too. And I think your tagline is great. Like I said earlier, you sweat it out, we get it out. I think it's amazing. Very, very exciting. Excited for you. And I'm so glad you came on the show. You got to come back on down the road. And thanks for taking time for us.
Thanks, Justin. Really appreciate it.
The Contender Cast is powered by Contender Brands and is the top global consumer industries entrepreneurship podcast. You can find additional Contender Cast episodes on worldwide podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, iHeartMedia, YouTube, and other preferred podcast platforms. If you would like to be a guest on the Contender Cast, connect with us at contendercast.com. This is Brian Benson reminding you that every winner started as a contender.